John Cohen still remembers his very first lecture 30 years ago.
My slides didn't work, and I talked too fast, and nobody knew what I was talking about, and my knees were knocking. I mean, it was awful.
That's not the case today.
Okay, good morning, everybody.
The lecture hall at the University of Colorado School of Medicine is filled with nervous medical students facing the challenging topic known as immunology.
Today we're going to talk about antibody function.
John Cohen has been a professor of immunology for nearly 40 years, and his lectures are anything but awful.
Dr. Cohen is incredibly enthusiastic in his lectures, very knowledgeable, very entertaining for a student. He really enjoys his lectures.
He's one of the best lecturers I've ever heard.
You know, you just can't help but usually pay attention.
Today, after explaining in precise scientific detail how tiny protein molecules called antibodies link with invading proteins called antigens to form immune complex chains, Cohen offers an explanation that's a bit easier to visualize.
So you can imagine that if conditions are right, you might start to build up chains of these things. And I made a drawing earlier because I had nothing to do.
And he's drawn a different kind of chain. So stick figure boys and girls all holding hands.
Let's imagine this class has 160 people, and I think it's true, they're about half boys and half girls. So if we tell everybody, and we won't do this because people start getting fresh with other people's antigenic determinants. But
Cohen says this approach not only helps his students understand immunology, it allows them to enjoy learning about it. He thanks that first awful lecture for his teaching success today.
What I did figure out was I've got two choices now, like everyone else. I can go on saying, oh my God, that was awful. I'm going to do as little teaching as I possibly can because I'm no good at it and I hate it and they hate me. Or I'm going to become better at it.
He got so much better. He's received nearly 30 Excellence in Teaching Awards from the School of Medicine. In 1989, Cohen began a free series of lectures for the community about the science of medicine. He admits that he expected this mini med school to attract maybe 24 people.
And to our enormous surprise, it was incredibly successful.
More than 17,000 people have attended mini med over the past 20 years, and it has inspired similar programs in more than 80 schools and hospitals around the world. Helen McFarlane, who manages MiniMed, says its down-to-earth explanations empower people to expect the same from their doctors.
If there's something going on with your own health, you can say, wait, I don't quite understand this. Explain to me what this word means, and then I'll get through an understanding of what's happening.
Cohen organizes another innovative teaching gig called Café Scientifique. Every month, it packs a Denver brew pub with more than 100 people, eager to hear a local scientist discuss cutting-edge research.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is J.J. Cohen. I am known officially as the disorganizer of the cafe.
Cohen is a big fan of these informal discussions about science, which began in 1998 in England. His Denver Café Sci is one of the longest-running and most popular in the U.S., presenters include researchers, professors, and clinicians, although tonight's speaker, physiologist Inigo Sanmian, admits his usual audience is other scientists.
I have to say that this is a new format for me. It's pretty informal, pretty cool, and I feel like a little bit like naked. I'm used to my PowerPoint presentation, my pictures, slides, graphs, etc., my pointer, and now here I am about nothing, you know. So excuse me in advance if I, you know, feel a little lost, which I am.
But after his half-hour talk about exercise and human performance, a big round of applause has him grinning from ear to ear.
Thank you.
John Cohen says that most of the scientists and clinicians who speak at Café Sci find a receptive audience and realize that giving a talk is not that scary.
I have lots of clinical colleagues who, you know, take care of patients, and I've never heard any of them say to me, oh, I'm a terrible doctor. You know, I kill half my patients. Nobody says that. Nobody feels that. And my research colleagues never say, oh, I'm a terrible researcher. My experiments are stupid and half of them don't work. Nobody says that. They take great pride in their work. But it's amazing how many people say, oh, I'm a terrible teacher and I do anything to get out of it because it's just a waste of time for me.
Cohen says the more someone gets into teaching, the more fun they have.
Once you get a little bit good at teaching, it becomes addictive. and you teach everybody. And I go to a restaurant, I start to explain the biochemistry of the food to the waiter.
So Cohen is developing a café pédagogique where students and teachers together can brainstorm even better ways to teach. It's just another reason why, on February 19th, the American Association for the Advancement of Science presented John Cohen with its top award for promoting public understanding of science and technology. For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender in Denver.